with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 15th of October, 2025, with a real feel of 31 degrees Celsius. It's currently 27 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. ECZ rules out extension of voter registration exercise. Environmental Coalition demands updates on Kafue River pollution. And former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga dies aged 80.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has disclosed that it will not extend the ongoing mass voter registration exercise, which runs from 13th October to 11th November 2025 across all 156 constituencies nationwide. Speaking during a special interview on Hot FM, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has emphasized that this is the only opportunity for eligible citizens to register as voters ahead of the upcoming general elections. He has encouraged members of the public to register early to avoid last-minute congestion and long queues at registration centres. Mr. Kasaro has expressed optimism that the Commission will meet its target of registering 3.5 million voters within the stipulated timeframe, despite concerns from some stakeholders who have described the one-month registration period as highly ambitious.
This is the only opportunity. So just to remind our listeners out there that the window is between 13th October, 2 days ago, to 11th November 2025. So this is the period that has been set aside to register voters in readiness for 2026. So let no one out there say, no, I'll have another opportunity. No. The reason is we need to consolidate the information and prepare the register. That requires time. And the commission has said that the register of voters should be certified on 30th April 2026.
Patriotic Front presidential aspiring candidate Brian Mundubile has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to extend the ongoing mass voter registration exercise to 31st December 2025, citing several logistical challenges that marred the start of the process. Speaking during a press briefing today, Mr. Mundubile has expressed concern over what he described as a poor planning by the ECZ, highlighting that many registration centres were not prepared on the first day of the exercise. He said many registration centres did not have the essential materials such as signage and registration kits. And Mr. Mundubile has also called on President Hagainde the Hichilema to dissolve the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments, stating that there is inadequate time to meaningfully carry out reforms before the 2026 general elections.
We are deeply disappointed with a clear lack of preparedness on the first day, as most centres did not have the materials and the staff. The staff had clearly not been briefed about the exercise, and the centres had no signage, no registration kits, and so on and so on and so forth. So we want to call upon the ECZ to think through these challenges that have surfaced very early and begin to look at extending. We feel that the registration exercise needs to be extended to December 31st from the November 11 deadline that was earlier pronounced.
In more news, the Zambia Environmental Justice Coalition has called on the government through the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation to provide a comprehensive ministerial update on the ongoing investigations into the pollution of the Kafue River. The coalition, which includes Transparency International Zambia, ActionAid Zambia, Care for Nature Zambia and Caritas Zambia, among others, wants clarity on the sources of contamination, the affected areas, and the results of water quality analysis conducted so far. Speaking on behalf of the coalition, TIZ Acting Executive Director Raymond Mutale has urged the government to urgently update the public on protection measures for affected communities, especially with the rainy season likely to spread toxic pollutants further. He has also raised concern over reports of restricted movement and surveillance of community members, journalists, civil society organizations and activists in areas near Sino Metals Leeds Zambia Limited, a company located close to the pollution site.
the Zambia Environmental Justice Coalition respectively request the Minister of Water Development and Sanitation to urgently do the following. One, provide a comprehensive ministerial update on the status of the Kafue River pollution investigation, including sources of contamination, affected areas, and results of water quality analysis. Two, update the public on the immediate protection measures being put in place for affected communities, including relocation, given that the rainy season is due to start imminently, and toxic pollution will be washed further into the water system.
Now, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has seized 69 boxes of used underwear in Rufunsa District during an enforcement operation citing violations of national standards. ZCSA Manager for Communications and Public Relations, Brian Hatyoga, said the seized items were part of the consignment of used textile products recently donated to a first-based organization in Rufunsa. He said the consignment was found to be in violation of the Zambian Standard for Inspection and Acceptance Criteria for used textile products, which prohibits the importation and distribution of used undergarments. Mr. Hatyoga has explained that the seizure took place on October 9th, 2025, and that the goods are being held pending disposal in accordance with compulsory standards regulation.
This standard was declared compulsory to protect the health of consumers because used textile products that are worn in very close contact with the skin may cause ailments such as skin rash, fungal infections, and sexually transmitted infections, among other ailments. The agency is urging the public to report to the nearest ZCSA office upon encountering such banned products on the market. As an enforcer of compulsory standards, the agency will remain vigilant to ensure that only the safe products are traded on the market. The agency is going to be vigilant in its duty of protecting consumers from potential health risks associated with wearing of used undergarments and other non-compliant products.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Access Bank Zambia Limited has announced that its country managing director, Lishala Stumbeko, has stepped down from his role effective 30th September 2025. And the bank has with immediate effect appointed Dr. Ihani Nyogu as acting managing director following regulatory approval from the Bank of Zambia. Bank board chairperson Ann Sampa has expressed the board's appreciation for Mr. Stumbeko's leadership, stating that his exemplary leadership, immense contribution to the bank's growth and transformation. Speaking on his appointment, Dr. Ihani Nogu said he was honored to take on the new role and pledged to maintain the bank's strategic direction. This is according to a statement issued by the bank's head of corporate communications and brand management, Kalumbo Kims. This is the Hot FM News at 12 hours.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To East Africa, former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga has died at the age of 80, family sources have told the BBC. Odinga died on Wednesday while receiving medical treatment at a hospital in India. In recent weeks, there has been speculation about his health, although family members and the political allies had dismissed reports suggesting he was critically ill. The BBC has more on other stories.
Police in India say the former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga has died aged 80. Reports said he'd been at a health facility in southern India when he suffered cardiac arrest. Three of the four bodies returned to Israel by Hamas on Tuesday have now been identified. Forensic scientists are reportedly investigating whether the fourth may not be of a former hostage. Four more bodies are expected to be transferred to Israel today. Israeli media has said that in return, the vital Rafah crossing would be reopened for aid. But an Israeli security official now says no date has been agreed and that the border will open only for the exit and entry of some Gazans. Officials and medics in southeastern Afghanistan say at least 12 civilians were killed in mortar shelling at dawn by Pakistani forces. More than 80 are wounded.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Finally, in sports, the National Olympic Committee of Zambia Athletes Commission